This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much going on in the NFL. We got guys getting traded like Geno Smith. We got guys who won out like Kirk Cousins and Myles Garrett. And of course, we're still more than a month away from the NFL draft, where the Tennessee Titans have the first pick overall. To talk about some of the things that are taking place in the NFL, what the heck is going on with the Titans, what's their thought process, and what we could look forward to next month is someone who keeps up with college football across the country. He keeps up with the Titans based out of Nashville, Tennessee. Joining us right now is Joe Rexroth from The Athletic. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, JR. How are you?
I'm very well. I appreciate the time. You joining us at a very busy time in the NFL, huh?
No doubt. Yeah, the Geno news pops today, and I love that for the Raiders. I do. I kind of like the, you know, the Pete Carroll Geno reunion, and now I'm very intrigued. You know, I wonder what Seattle is going to do at QB. Maybe that's the Sam Darnold landing spot, I guess, huh?
Yeah, Sam is going to have to figure out, I guess, does he want to take the money? Does he want to stick with somewhere familiar? So we got a lot of questions in the NFL right now. I don't think there's any bigger question in next month in Green Bay than what the Tennessee Titans do with that number one overall pick. What are your thoughts? I know you keep up with everything in college as well as the Titans. What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to trade out. Are they going to take a QB? What are you thinking?
You know, I've been pretty convinced that they do not want to take one of these quarterbacks and that they want to trade out and they want to get the best possible, you know, obviously they need picks badly. The roster is in very bad shape.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is somewhat reminiscent of 9 years ago, John Robinson came in as the new general manager and Jared Goff was the clear top QB, you know, in that draft. And the Rams gave the Titans a ton of picks to move up to one, and it really helped build that led to Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard, and other good players that they end up building a, you know, a really nice era of teams with. So, yeah, I think I've been convinced that that's been their mindset, but I'm less convinced now. And, you know, I mean, some of this is I think you have to do your due diligence, and they are, but having Cam Ward in, I think he's actually in town now. Shedeur Sanders due in, I believe, Sunday, you know, so they're and they're also having Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, you know, the other guys that they could get at the top of the draft in. So they're gonna do their homework, and I do feel like there's a possibility that they stick there, take a quarterback. I think ideally, you know, the Giants really want Cam Ward, and the Giants move up from three, and they're convinced that they need to move up from three, which part of that could be also what they think the Browns might do. And then the Titans could still get a Hunter or a Carter and then add to their picks. But then the question would be, of course, then who the heck is playing quarterback for them next year? Because, you know, I don't think Will Levis is a realistic option to get another year to start.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Joe Rexroth is joining us from The Athletic. What's the deal with Will Levis? We saw all the turnovers, and I mean, Brian Callahan looked like he wanted to pull out every strand of hair in his head. It doesn't matter if they take a QB, it doesn't matter if they trade out of the spot. Will Levis is not going to be the starter later this year. You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think the most likely scenario where he, you know, of course, he's under contract, he's under his rookie deal, second round pick. I think the most likely scenario where he is on the roster and may start is if, you know, they do go with a rookie. And so then it's like, okay, well, the rookie can compete with Will. And, you know, maybe that Levis is, you know, obviously a year in Callahan's system. You could see Levis winning that job maybe in camp if they actually do a split reps thing. And then, you know, at some point probably being replaced. But, yeah, I think last year, you know, there was a fair amount of excitement about Levis after what he did in the second half of the 2023 season. But you just saw, and look, the conditions have been bad for him. So you have to be fair. I mean, they've had some of the worst offensive line play in the NFL the last couple of years. And, you know, Calvin really kind of got going last year, but it's not like he has great targets around him either. Mm-hmm. But he just, you mentioned the turnovers, JR, but also just a little late, you know, and a little bit missing some throws that you just have to have every time. He has a huge arm. Very good athlete, and you know he's a tough minded. You know, I think he's a good leader and all that stuff. But you know, you gotta be able to get that ball on time and on target over and over again. And I think what we saw last year is it's just too many throws get away from him. You add that in with sort of every once in a while, I guess, you know, whatever you want to call it, a little bit of hero ball, where it's like, you know what, you just eat that one. You know, don't try to flip it to somebody underhanded. And I think that eventually the Titans kind of ran out of patience. And, yeah, I don't think he's a serious part of their future.
And Joe Rexroad is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. I know you keep up very in-depth with the college game as well. And we know with the number one overall pick, we have a prospect who's unique in that he can play offense and defense. That's Travis Hunter. How do you think his transition will be from college to the NFL, given the workload? And what do you think the best team is to grab him? Do you think Tennessee Titans fans would even embrace him with open arms, or is that too much of a reach, given everything they need?
Yeah, I know some fans definitely are like, well, the corner is like our best position, you know, and of course that's like a Legarius Sneed needs to play next year, and Chidobe Awuzie, and they have depth. They have some good players there. But, look, for me, if I had the number one pick, I'm running to the podium, I'm drafting him, and I'm thrilled. And wow. I'm playing him at cornerback. I think he's going to be one of the great cornerbacks. I really do. I think he's that level of cornerback prospect. I understand what people say about, you know, he didn't play a ton of man at Colorado. I just watching him, I think the change of direction, the anticipation of ball skills, I think he's going to be an all-timer. And I also, the whole idea that he could really be involved in an offense is fascinating. Man, that's just, my thing with that, you know, it's like you play enough snaps in this league, you are going to get hurt, right? Like, yeah, it's just, yeah. So I'm skeptical, but I certainly would give him some stuff in an offense and try to, you know, get some big plays going with him. But, yeah, you know, look, I think ultimately Titans fans, they need great players. They really don't have great players anymore. You know, Derrick Henry moving on to Baltimore. Jeffrey Simmons getting a little older now. And they need great football players. So there may be some skepticism at first. And I know some teams like him better as a receiver. And so, you know, look, I'm not saying he couldn't be great if he was a devoted receiver, and I understand it seems like he would prefer that. I don't blame him. I'd probably rather play receiver too, you know?
Yeah,
you're going to make more money, you can score touchdowns. What's that?
I said they pay more money, that's right.
Yeah, but I can't wait. Wherever he goes, I think he'll fit. I think he's just going to be a great football player. I do. I think he's... You know, I think he was the right winner of the Heisman, and I think he's just going to be great. But I think that corner is where I think he could be one of those guys that you talk about, like you talk about, you know, Deion, and you talk about Charles Woodson and guys like that.
Well, you talk about Deion. I feel like over the past week, especially since the combine, we've heard everything under the sun about his son, Shador. He didn't take this seriously, and this is that, and I've heard positive things, and we know at this time of year things can get rather interesting when it comes to the stories about prospects, whether it's being leaked on purpose and what have you. What is your evaluation of what we saw from his progression from Jackson State to Colorado, what we might see in the league, and where he might land?
Yeah, well, first of all, to your point on all the stuff, yeah, like I haven't heard anything that's really that compelling. Like, you know, I guess I heard wasn't that interested in what a team thought of him and stuff like that. Is like, that's just, I don't know. It seems kind of weird. I think back to Will Levis a couple of years ago. There was a lot of stuff about him. Some people just didn't like him, and that's fine. You know, sometimes teams don't like people, but I do think that he, because of his dad, I think that there's a preconceived notion with him. And so, you know, I think that probably hurts him with some teams. And I know teams, I guess, think that it's going to be like a potential distraction. I can't imagine an NFL franchise being that bothered if, like, Deion Sanders at his press conference, you know, says, yeah, they need to give Shadur a better protection. Okay, fine. I mean, what is that really going to be, like, some big distraction in your locker room? I think that's overrated. But I will tell you, JR, he's my favorite quarterback in this class.
Wow.
If I was drafting a quarterback, it would be him. And it's because fast processing and accuracy. There's nothing more important. You know, again, talking about Will Levis, huge arm, great athlete. But, you know, are you getting the ball there every time over and over again? And that's what Shadur does. And you know, you look at the protection he didn't get at Colorado. I don't know if people realize how bad that offensive line was, but it was bad. And, you know, he had good receivers, you know, Hunter among them, and some other good receivers, too. I mean, Will Shepard is a good player, but I really was impressed with him, really impressed. I watched a lot of Colorado, and I think he's got it. I do. And I think it's going to be fascinating because I could absolutely – I know some people – you know, other reporters who cover the NFL who think that's really possible. Like, Cleveland could be perfect for him. So, you know, go number two to Cleveland. There was some talk of the Raiders. I think we can probably, and then, although, I guess, you know,
yeah.
Geno's Gino, 34, so, yeah.
He'll be 35.
But I also, like, if I get Geno now, I think I'm using that pick to probably give him help, right? Like, you've kind of said, like, okay, it's a little bit of a shorter window. I don't know. That'll be interesting. But I can see Shadur being a guy who falls, you know. I think it seems like the consensus from a lot of personnel people is that, like, Cam Ward is the more, you know, coveted prospect. I can see Cam Ward. I look at it this way. Cam Ward, to me, I could buy higher ceiling. I think definitely higher floor with Shadur. And so I would go with the more known commodity who I think is going to be a good quarterback. Cam Ward, if he puts it all together, he could be ridiculous, you know. But also, like, if you watched him, you know, there's sometimes it's like, it kind of like Will Levis, where it's like, man, are you going to throw across your body like that, you know, jumping out of bounds in the NFL? That doesn't work in the NFL.
Or trying to throw like Superman. I just,
yeah.
leave that to Patrick Mahomes. Hey, Joe, let me ask you this. We know about the top prospects. Is there a particular player that you've watched over the past couple of years that you think is going to get an impact player that is not getting attention?
Well, I'll tell you a player who I think has fallen, who I think has gotten some negative attention, and someone is gonna hit the jackpot. That's James Pierce from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. This is another prospect where, you know, there's some, I don't know, you know, character concerns, very vague term. I don't know of anything that's really a concern, like any bad behavior, but, you know, there was talk of that. And now you see some mock drafts where people don't have him in the first round. You know, a year ago, I think right after this draft, I think there were some mock drafts that had him going one overall. He didn't have huge production for Tennessee this year, but, you know, teams doubled him and tripled him, too. That he is going to be a problem in the NFL. And, you know, what's going to happen here is, like, the Eagles are going to get him, right? Chiefs are going to get him. Yeah, and he's going to come out and get a dozen sacks as a rookie. But that's a guy – it's a good edge class. You know, a lot of guys, I think, who can be good players. But, man, if James Pierce Jr. goes, you know, late first or in the second round, that is going to be, to me, a steal for someone.
Well, Joe, it's the time of year. We're looking at a bunch of spring games. We got teams that are eliminating spring games. We got Nebraska out here getting ready to run, I don't even know, just mini games. Are we done with spring games? Is it legitimate that the teams will get, or guys will get snatched up from the portal, so now we have to kill it off?
Yeah, I know that's what Matt Rhule said, and I've heard some other coaches have said that, you know, and then some other coaches are like, yeah, I don't think that's a, you know, they got film. They're, you know, I mean, I know, like, you can look at some young guys who you don't really have a lot of film on, I guess. I don't know. I mean, frankly, I hate spring football, so I'm fine with it. You know? Because, like, it's so rare now that you even get an actual game. Like, most teams don't have enough offensive linemen, right, to really – so you can do some scrimmaging, like ones D versus, you know, ones D versus ones O, stuff like that. You know, at some places, there's still a big event. Now, like Ohio State, it's still a big deal. You know, they're packed the place or close to it for a spring game. So, look, if you got something like that and it can be a moneymaker for you, great. But, I mean, I it's going to be interesting. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to become like a big trend, but at some places it really is. Like, it's just, it's almost pointless to do it anyway.
Oh, the final question for you, Joe. We got Joe Rexroll joining us from The Athletic. We know Bill Belichick, he just started his first practices. What do you expect this upcoming season? What do you think is going to happen into the future? Is it too soon to even think about? What are your thoughts on Belichick at UNC?
Man, this is probably a cop-out answer. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I don't think it's going to be great. I could see it being good. And I think there's obviously some cachet there, and they are certainly investing, and you have to do that. And so they've gone about the right way with, like, look, I mean, you know, this has got to be major investment in NIL and everything if this is going to work. And they're trying, you know, they're calling it the 33rd team and trying to run it like a pro franchise. You know, it's interesting in North Carolina too, because they're never at North Carolina going to settle for their basketball program not having the best of all things, right? Yeah. So at times, is there going to be a resource battle there at some point? But I think he'll be good. I just don't know that it'll be great. You know, like, is he going to be like going to contend for a national championship? But, you know, the 12th team, and, you know, if we go up to 14, 16, whatever it is, the one thing about that is, you know, I mean, you can be a very good team. You can lose three games potentially and still, you know, and still get into the playoffs. So it's going to be just fascinating. But I'm, you know, honestly, I don't know exactly what to expect.
Yeah, Bill Belichick has ventured into the great unknown. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow all of your work on the college side? You cover it all. Joe, fill us in.
Yeah, well, at Joe Rexroll on Twitter, and, theathletic.com, and lots of different stuff. Doing a lot of hoops now with March Madness coming up. And, yeah, so, no, really, thanks for having me, JR. It was a great conversation. Thanks so much.
A pleasure. We'll be chatting with you on down the line, Joe. Have a good weekend, all right?
Okay, thanks. You too.
No doubt about it. That Joe Rexroll covers all things college basketball and football in Tennessee. Joining us from The Athletic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227.